It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey, it's episode 438. Let's talk about a player who wore number 38 for the Rams, and he just retired. That's why I thought I'd focus on him. Cody Davis came out of Texas Tech in 2013, undrafted free agent, signed with the Rams, 3 years with the St. Louis Rams, 2 years with the Los Angeles Rams, played in 65 games for the Rams, only five as a starter, had over 1,000 snaps on special teams, though. Moved on to the Jags, mostly as a special teams player. By the time he got to New England, only one snap on defense, 890 special teams snaps. On his career, almost 3,000 special team snaps. Not bad for an undrafted free agent. Wrapping up his career, 11 years in the NFL, Cody Davis, our number 38 for the Rams. So in this most recent draft, 10 players from 9 different schools, having drafted 2 from Florida State, I thought I'd take a quick look and see how the Rams have done drafting from these 9 schools. I'll start with Florida State. What Seminoles have the Rams drafted? Pretty good list of players that had decent careers. Alex Barron, kind of on the fence about that one. LaMarcus Joyner. Tommy Pauly, pretty good linebacker. Keir Thomas was an undrafted free agent out of Florida State. And Jalen Ramsey was out of Florida State, but drafted by the Jags, traded to the Rams. And another Florida State alumni who ended up with the Rams, Ernie Sims, originally drafted by the Lions. The last Seminole drafted by the Los Angeles Rams, Cam Akers. What about the Miami Hurricane? Well, one of our great offensive lineman, Dennis Herra, was out of Miami, as was defensive lineman Bill Hawkins. He was a pretty high draft pick, a pretty good player. running back Cleveland Gary, defensive lineman Damian Lewis, the last Hurricane drafted by the Rams, cornerback Brandon McGee, it's been a while, 2013. Now, surprisingly, not a long list of Michigan Wolverines drafted by the Rams, but one of the greatest Rams ever. And sorry, he doesn't get the publicity of the Eric Dickersons and Isaac Bruces of the world, but Tom Mack, one of the greatest offensive linemen ever, drafted by the Rams out of Michigan, as was linebacker Mel Owens. The last Wolverine drafted by the Rams, 2019 cornerback David Long. Not a long list out of Washington State either, actually a pretty short list. No one really worth mentioning, sad to say. The last Cougar drafted by the Rams, wide receiver Milton Wynn in 2001. That's right, 23 years until we drafted Brennan Jackson. We drafted Tyler Davis out of Clemson this year historically. Not a real long list, but going all the way back to 1985, we drafted punter Dale Hatcher. Dexter McLeon played in the Super Bowl for us, was out of Clemson, as was cornerback Ty Hill. In 2015, we used a supplemental draft pick to draft Isaiah Battle, an offensive tackle out of Clemson, and Tremaine Ankrum was also out of Clemson. Our last draft pick before this year, out of Clemson, tight end Davis Allen just last year. So Ankrum, Allen, and Tyler Davis, all recent picks out of Clemson for the Rams. A shorter list than you'd expect out of Texas as well, but some memorable Rams for sure. Dyron Talbert, the linebacker, Jim Bertelsen, the running back, Johnny Johnson Jr., a great defensive back, safety, and cornerback Jerry Gray. But the last Longhorn drafted by the Rams got to go all the way back to 2009, running back Chris Ogbonnaya. Kansas State, not a lot to talk about here. Jeremetrius Butler, the cornerback, was out of Kansas State. And in 2022, the last time we drafted a player from Kansas State, safety Russ Yeast. Stanford, pretty short list too. I didn't know this, but the Rams drafted Randy Fataha in 1971. Released by the Rams in training camp, signed by the Patriots, where he went on to have a pretty good career. So oops on that one for our Rams. Oshiemago Atagwe was drafted by the Rams out of Stanford in 2005. He was a really good safety, played through those dark days of St. Louis, though. The last Cardinal drafted until the Rams selected Joshua Cardy this year was linebacker John Alston in 2006. And out of Arkansas, man, I looked through this list and I didn't know a single one of them. The last time we drafted someone out of Arkansas, in 2007, defensive tackle Keith Jackson in the seventh round. No, not that Keith Jackson, a different one. Don't remember him at all. I don't think he stuck with the Rams.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we've talked plenty about the Rams draft picks. We got to check in on our rivals in the NFC West. I'm going to take a minute to look at the 49ers draft. Pick by pick, at the end of the first round, they took wide receiver Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. He was a guy a lot of Ram fans were keying in on. Some of the guys on our roundtable really liked him. Pretty early for him, though. Probably more of a mid-second round guy, to be quite frank, but he will be a very good player and a good fit for this offense. With the second pick at the very end of the second round, defensive back Renardo Green out of Florida State. 49ers actually took two players from Florida State, just like the Rams, two guys on their defense. Renardo Green was the first one. This is another guy that we had talked about on our pod, on our roundtable. Scott Richmond is a really big fan of him. Green has the flexibility, I think, to play safety and cornerback, can be very aggressive. Again, a guy they probably could have had a little bit later. Now, in the third round, 49ers offensive line had to be addressed, and that's what they did, drafting Dominique Pooney, the guard out of Kansas. This is a sensible pick for the 49ers. Fits this 49ers rushing attack really well. Aaron Banks will be a free agent after this year, so Pooney is the heir apparent to one of those guard spots. In the fourth round, they picked one of Paul Walia's Puka power picks, Malik Mustafa, the safety out of Wake Forest. So, hey, we've been talking him up. We're not going to bang on the 49ers for this pick. Remember, they have Hufanga coming back from that injury. They also have Jair Brown, very good safety they drafted last year. So, secondary is looking to be in pretty good shape here for the 49ers, adding Green and Mustafa. Another fourth round pick, 129 overall, they drafted Isaac Garendo. 49ers had 3 fourth round picks. The Rams had 0. Garendo's out of Louisville. He's a speedster. Traded away 2 fifth round picks to move up and get him. I guess this is insurance with Christian McCaffrey being somewhat injury prone. They need a backup running back. Pretty good pick. Giving up 2 fifth round picks though, not sure about that. And their last fourth round pick, wide receiver Jacob Cowing out of Arizona. This is another guy we had talked about. I don't think we mocked him to the Rams in any of our 14 mock drafts, but he was certainly on our radar. Adding Pearsall and Cowan, not knowing what's going on with Ayuk, not a bad move for the 49ers on this one. 49ers had no fifth round picks. In the sixth round, they drafted guard Jared Kingston out of USC. Pretty good value in the sixth round. He's a transfer from Washington State, so he may have crossed paths with Brennan Jackson at some point and surely played against each other a couple times. And their last pick, their other Florida State defender, seventh round pick, number 251 overall, linebacker Tatum Bethune. Now remember, they don't have Drake Greenlaw for the start of the season, so they're adding a little bit of depth here. Not a bad move. I don't know if Bethune's going to make his mark in the NFL, but loading up on the depth chart until Greenlaw gets back. So I like the players, Pearsall, Green, Pooney, and Mustafa. I think 3 of those guys might have been overdrafted slightly. But if you like a player, you go get him. If you have a need, go get him. I think the consensus on the 49ers is they didn't necessarily nail it, but it wasn't a bad draft. Pooney's going to have to come through for them because they really need offensive line help. And he's their third round pick, coming back with Kingston in the sixth round. You really can't count on him helping anytime soon. Garendo could be the surprise pick here. He's a speedster. The problem is you only want him in small doses. You're hoping Christian McCaffrey is healthy, but could be a very good change of pace back. Spell Christian McCaffrey, get this guy on the field for a series here and there, could really do some damage. Now, it's easy for me to sit here and nitpick an NFC West rivals draft, but what would I have done differently? Well, like I said, they got Pearsall with the 31st pick. And right after that, a few more wide receivers go off the board. Xavier Leggett, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Might they have gone for Jackson Powers Johnson, the guard out of Oregon? Unless they really are moving on from Ayuk. Regardless of what happens with Ayuk, Powers Johnson, add him to the interior of their offensive line, and then you come back at the end of the second round and get someone like Malachi Corley, who was taken at the top of the third round. But if I'm John Lynch, that's what I would have considered doing, addressing the interior of the offensive line first, coming back and getting the wide receivers later, because this is a really deep wide receiver draft. And hey, if you're keeping Ayuk, maybe you don't go after Pearsall and Cowing at all. But that's my early take on the 49er draft. Haven't given it a deep dive. First look, that's my critique of their draft. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larambsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.